U.S. tariff refund claims are moving to the center of customs planning as the United States prepares to launch the CAPE refund system on Monday, April 20. Reuters reported on April 17 that up to $166 billion tied to invalidated emergency tariffs could ultimately be refundable, turning a long-running legal fight into an immediate operational issue for importers, multinationals, brokers, and finance teams. The new platform, known as the Customs Automated Payment Engine, or CAPE, is designed to process refunds through a single electronic payment per importer, with interest where applicable. According to CBP guidance, the first phase will begin on April 20 and will allow eligible refund requests for certain IEEPA duties to be filed directly through the system. For companies now assessing U.S. tariff refund claims, the scale is significant. Reuters said more than 330,000 importers were affected by the tariffs across roughly 53 million shipments. As of April 9, more than 56,000 importers had already registered for electronic refunds covering about $127 billion. The tariffs at issue were imposed under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, or IEEPA, and were later struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court. That ruling opened the door to refunds, but the practical challenge has shifted to execution. Identifying eligible entries, confirming ACE readiness, coordinating with customs brokers, and tracking which claims can move through the first automated phase. For importers, this is no longer just a legal headline. U.S. tariff refund claims could now affect cash recovery, financial reporting, customs compliance, and supply chain strategy all at once. Businesses with meaningful IEEPA exposure are likely to treat the CAPE launch as a priority customs event rather than a routine administrative update.